Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm your host, Dominic Salvia. Mike Crute is off on a beach somewhere.
Mike who?
That's not Mike. That's my pal, Joe Zepecki. He is the friend of the devil today from Zepecki Communications. Joe, thank you for sticking around.
Thanks for having me for the happy you're happy hour,
I know. This is the best time,
I love it.
Now we get to kick back, relax a little bit, and really get into it. FCC still applies. You can join us, 844-967-2789. I know we have some callers holding. Be patient. We will get to you. But I want to throw this out there. We've been talking a lot in these last couple of days about the goings-on over at Faux News, the Fox Corporation. Try not to say Fox News, Joe. But I caught this today. I want to get your reaction. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to talk to you about this yet. Political reporting today that the White House joined in widespread condemnation of Fox News star Tucker Carlson on Wednesday, signaling out the primetime rating king for his misleading portrayal of the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6th. In comments shared first with Politico, the White House joined Republican Senate leaders and police chief Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger, who a day earlier assailed Carlson's broadcast of selected assault footage as being filled with offensive and misleading conclusions. We agree with the chief of the Capitol Police and the wide range of bipartisan lawmakers who have condemned this false depiction of the unprecedented violent attack on our Constitution and the rule of law, which cost police officers their lives, White House spokesperson Andrew Bates said. We also agree with what Fox News' own attorneys and executives have now repeatedly stressed in multiple courts of law, that Tucker Carlson is not credible. Joel, I've been talking about credibility the last couple of days, and Evan can attest to me. This is something that bothers me. Number one, that I got to be the one to bring it up.
When you say the word credible, am I supposed to take a drink? Is that the game?
Exactly. And now the White House pointing that out as well. One more paragraph. Politico reported that Democrats in recent days have called on the White House and others to boycott Fox News, including refraining from appearing on its airwaves and not spending advertising dollars there. The White House previously questioned whether viewers should trust Fox News' reporting on Biden, citing executives' reported kid glove treatment of Trump. Fox then accused Biden officials of resorting to junior varsity campaign style stunts. There's more on the Politico.com. You can see it on the Facebook page, the Devil's Advocates Radio, or on Twitter at Devil Radio. But Joe, wow, man, this last couple of weeks, you do a lot of interviews. You do a lot of media.
I've been on Fox.
So is Crudy. So what's your sense? Crudy told him to basically go to hell, pound sand. He said it was called BS live on Fox News when they did not cover on their main station the January 6th. Committee hearing, the first one, right? Yeah. So Crudy called him out on that. He hasn't appeared since. What do you think about the boycott or avoiding that whole sentiment?
I'm going to start with, and I hope our millennial and younger viewers really appreciate this. There's a great meme of former Arizona football coach Dennis Green really losing it in a post-game press conference. He just says, "They are who we thought they were." Of course, this is who Fox is. This is who we've always thought that they were. The difference now is they have been caught red-handed, having no respect whatsoever for their audience, for having one conversation and one set of facts when they are conversing and kibitzing among themselves, and then a separate set of facts, one might even say an alternative set of facts.
I think I've heard that.
When they are communicating to who they apparently believe are the great unwashed masses and are comfortable lying to the rubes out in flyover country. And so what I think about this is they are who we thought they were. And this is the time to end them as a legitimate news outlet. And so what I mean by that is, listen, they have a right to exist in this country. We don't need to censor anything. But, and I'm stealing this from Dan Pfeiffer, former White House communications director, current host of Pod Save America, has a piece up on his Substack today. Treat them like Breitbart. Right? Like, you want a credential? You want to come to events? Okay. You're allowed to exist in this country as an outlet, provided you, you know, follow the laws and, you know, and do that kind of stuff. But you don't have to sit down for interviews with them. You don't have to legitimize them. Just because Breitbart gets a seat, you know, gets a pass to cover events at the United States Capitol doesn't mean that Mitch McConnell or Hakeem Jeffries answers questions from them. And so I just think we need to, now more than ever, really bury the notion of Fox being a legitimate news outlet. They can exist. They're a communications arm of the Republican Party and of the Murdoch family, and they're allowed to be that in this country, but we don't have to treat them the same way that we do the New York Times or the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or CNN, because they do not follow and adhere to the journalistic practices that those other outlets do. And we've seen it chapter and verse in these depositions.
Joe, if Fox News calls and wants you to join them, either on the main station or the Fox Nation or perhaps Fox Business, are you going to show up?
No.
You're done.
No. I might. You know, you get one last freebie, right?
I mean, because right, I would call BS and
right,
never call you again.
Because that's the thing. I would go on and whatever the question, I might say something along the lines of, you know, hey, viewers, you're being lied to. Here's where you can go get the facts about what these hosts really think of you. And then they'd cut my mic.
You can get the facts here at the Devil's Advocates. That's Joe Zepecki. Joe, is it me? Tell me if it's me. It seems to me that as the Republicans have started referring to from Donald Trump, you know, the crooked media, you know, all that kind of stuff. The media is the enemy of the people. All that we've heard. And when I first, you know, because Crudy and I drove all around this country. I went to so many freaking Donald Trump rallies. I can't even stand it. And at the beginning, when it first started to be just a little quip, the media in the back, ooh, and people would look back at us because we're in the back of the media with all the television gear, and we
didn't,
you know.
You didn't like being booed?
Well, I didn't mind. I mean, like, I put my hands up and I'd engage. What? And a lot of people were kind of laughing and chuckling, yeah, and whatever.
It's a bit.
Yeah, it's a bit.
It's a bit until people's lives are on the line.
Well, this is my point. And then it becomes a real issue. But what is the crooked media? What are they concerned about? Well, to me, it would be like exactly how Fox is behaving right now.
Yeah.
That is exactly the crooked, nasty, terrible, all those things that the Republicans and Donald Trump threw at me when I was in the room covering his stupid events apply seemingly to Fox News. And this is what I mean. You can't see or hear anything about this $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit on Fox News. There's a blackout on that. You are now, if you watch Fox News, you are not allowed to find the history, the story, the background. Hell, in some ways, Joe, it's like Kevin McCarthy not putting people on the J6 committee. You know, at least if you covered it, Fox News, you could have your people cover it, you know, positively for you. You know what I'm saying? At this point, there's a total blackout on Fox News's defamation, the lawsuit against Fox News. So they're shielding their audience. They're hiding stories from their audience.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, apparently, according to the
Howard
filings.
Kurtz. Oh, the file. Okay.
According to some of these filings, Fox News was sharing media buy information from the Biden campaign.
They're saying, here are the ads.
With Kushner and the Trump campaign.
Contribution. That is a thing of value.
That is a thing of that. Okay, so there's coordination behind the scenes between a news organization and a campaign. Well, that's exactly what, you know, people at Fox, I'm sorry, Donald Trump and those righties think is going on MSNBC and CNN.
But it's not.
But it's not.
And it's not. And here, like, I was Googling here. Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice, 1596. The truth will out, right? The truth always comes out. The world is too transparent. The way we live now with all of these digital fingerprints that we leave behind. Listen, if CNN or MSNBC or the New York Times or the Washington Post were engaged in any conduct, anything even close to what we are seeing behind the scenes at Fox, the world would know about it. There would be a whistleblower. There would be a court case. There would be discovery. The truth always outs. And so the question becomes, what do we do with it? And we have to use this moment in time to minimize, to shrink Fox's viewership to the size where if it was, you could strangle it in the bathtub is maybe the way to think about it, given that as an arm of the Republican Party, they're all in on shrinking the size of the federal government until you can shrink it in the bathtub. Right. And I think that there's some nice synergy there.
Joe Zepecki from Zepecki Communications, 844-967-2789. I know we have some callers holding, but I want to give you some time to speak. So we're just going to wrap up here in about 90 seconds. But Joe,
would you go on Fox News?
No, hell no. I wouldn't go then. When Crudy was going, they didn't call me.
They wouldn't have you.
So they wouldn't. No,
you're too pretty. You'd make the hosts look bad. They can't have that.
So it's not just the fact that they engaged in this conspiracy, working and passing this information, campaign information from Biden, ad buys long to Trump. Not just the fact that they're literally blocking their viewers from seeing what's happening or getting any reporting on what's going on, the biggest media story in the history of media. They also have put forth people who they don't believe are credible on their shows.
Right. They're talking about how nuts
they
Sidney
are.
Powell is, and then they're booking her again the next day.
A platform to say the things that they say and think that somehow what they're not responsible for. So for all the terrible criticisms that the general media has received from MAGA and Trump and all these folks, it literally, factually, practically applies to Fox News.
I, you know what I think we need? You know the like Humane Society commercials with the Sarah McLachlan song, public service campaign? I think we need a movement in this country. Save a family member from Fox. Not a Fox. Save a family member. We've all got one who's still watching Fox. Now's the time. We have to save them from the clutches of the disinformation machine.
At least
folks,
we knew and they know now. And those, the people most wrong by Fox News and this behavior are the Fox News viewers.
Yep.
They're the victims here. Literally the victims.
Fox is who we thought they were. Folks, Evan better have that queued up.
We are the devil's advocates. We are who you think we are. Taking your calls next, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to go to the phones at 844-967-2789. I love the kiss, man. I came across something I was wormholing on YouTube the other day, and I came across God of Thunder sung by a white zombie, Rob Zombie, the Ian Scott from Anthrax playing bass, I think, a couple of guitar players, Gilby Clark, I think Tommy Lee was playing drums. It was so good. So good. 844-967-2789. Angie from Monroe, you are up. Welcome, Angie. What do you got for us?
I was just wondering, what's the difference? Why can't there be a class action lawsuit, like kind of like that one with the Sandy Hook, where the, you know, what's his face lost billions, a lot of money, and can't they do that against Fox News?
Here's what I would suggest, and thanks for the call, Angie. I'm a big fan of Monroe. I think it's the Cheesemakers is the high school there. We took one on the chin from them in the playoffs a couple of years ago.
Cheese makes you strong.
That's
Joe.
That's right. They grow them big in Monroe. Fox is in a increasingly tenuous legal position due to this lawsuit. This is, of course, the $1.6 billion Dominion Voting Systems lawsuit that Fox could not settle. So under this discovery process of this lawsuit, we are seeing a pretty like unprecedented string of successes for Dominion. It is really hard to get a, you know, so-called, air quotes, all the caveats, news outlet to be held accountable for defamation. But all of the legal experts that are looking at this are going, Fox is in real trouble. And what that means is they're not just in trouble from this $1.6 billion. They are going to be increasingly at risk of other legal exposure, because once you crack that shield and they're vulnerable, you could see any number of lawsuits from viewers, from advertisers, from organizations that have been covered by Fox. This is just the very beginning of this story. We are a long, long way from the end.
I hope so. I'd love to see some continued consequence for their actions. But as mentioned, it's very difficult to get this kind of lawsuit against a media organization. I mean, how would you define the harm? I mean, how are the advertisers harmed? How are the listeners or the watchers specifically harmed?
They've been lied to and given dangerous information that in some cases the very people saying it have known to be untrue. Right? I mean, like,
sure.
I didn't go to law school.
Right.
But I mean, it's maybe there's something there. I'm just saying, once the big kid on the block, right? Like, once the bully gets punched in the nose,
right,
the next day, somebody else is going to take a swing at him too. And I think positionally, Fox is in a lot of trouble.
And it's pretty.
Paul Ryan might be looking for some new boards to sit yeah. on. You know what I mean?
Oh, Paul, you could have been a leader, and of course you chose not to, as many of these Republicans have chosen not to. And I don't get it, man. I have a hard time believing that a lot of these folks are going to have a hard time paying the cable bill. You know, I mean, what are you afraid of? I mean, literally, why would you allow that? Why would you have someone say these things in your name and ultimately, because someone like Trump and Mega, there's only a
Trump
truce,
who they've shadow banned
a truce for a while, and eventually they turn on you. I mean, that is going to happen. That's what happens.
What did you say? You reminded me of Charlie Sykes earlier, wasn't it? Feeding the alligator
in the bathtub. Yeah. Yes. No, I am not Charlie Sykes. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going on the phones. Robert from West Allis, you're up. Welcome, Robert. What do you got?
I really like Joe's idea of the, you know, the free market argument where, you know, we don't take them credible and people stop watching and we get a family member not to watch.
Right. Little by little.
I really think we need a different approach with them because, you know, there's a pattern of behavior here. Their conduct is so off the rails. It's so egregious. You know, if we look at the way they're on the side of Russia rather than Ukraine and it's destabilizing democracy and our allies and NATO, you look at all the disinformation and lies around COVID, which resulted in some of their viewers' deaths. And then obviously January 6th, you know, they're doing this stuff with malice. It seems to me, you know, having a broadcasting license is an awesome responsibility. Mm-hmm. There's only so much spectrum out there. They're supposed to serve the public. They're not serving the public. Where is it written to law that this Australian immigrant and his family have to have a broadcasting license? Why don't they just pull their license and call it a day?
It's a novel idea that would require a functioning FCC.
I good
noticed
luck with
recently that,
that
President Biden's nominee for the FCC has withdrawn after a long period of harassment and being targeted. It should be that easy. It's not. And, you know, big, powerful special interests in this country and big media companies are among them. It's hard to sort of, you know, unring the bell, put the toothpaste back in the tube, fix your, you know, choose your metaphor here. And that's why I think
But there will be like continued negotiations with Fox and like cable companies, yeah. Right? So, I mean, if viewership drops off, if people start turning the channel and they are found to be convicted of these things, that perhaps that will continue to sway. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you can have a YouTube channel, you can have everyone can be out there. You can't really stop that.
Ultimately, the surest way to defeat Fox in its current incarnation would be to go after their carriage fees, which are everybody who pays a cable bill in this country, which is fewer people than it used to.
Yeah.
Whether you watch Fox or not, you are subsidizing that station. And so, listen, we the people do have power. You want to start, you know, instead of saving a family member from a fox, start a movement, right? Stop, cut the cord. Say, I'm going to stop paying for Charter or Spectrum or AT&T, whatever it is, if you don't cancel Fox, and then you got to live up to it. We the people have power. If you go after their money, you're going to force change. That's the way this works.
We are the devil's advocates. Credibility does matter. Joel, you're here, man, because you are credible AF.
And you said credible twice, so I got to take two drinks.
There you go, folks. We are the devil's advocates. Come back with us. More of your calls after the short commercial break at 844-967-2789. If you don't know, that's 844-96-PARTY.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Sitting here with Joe Zepecki from Zepecki Communications, taking your calls at 844-967-2789. I want to throw this one out there on the topic of faux news. The Hill reported last night, Joe, that Rupert Murdoch from Fox worried to Fox Media CEO Suzanne Scott that top hosts Sean Hannity and Ingram went too far in endorsing former President Trump's false claims about the 2020 election, new court filings show. In an email dated January 21st of 21, Murdoch wrote to Scott bemoaning the network was still, quote, getting mud thrown at us all over over the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol and for suggesting that the rhetoric of top talent at the network could have contributed to the attack. Maybe Sean and Laura went too far, Murdoch wrote to Scott, Fox News' top executive, according to the filing. All very well for Sean to tell you he was in despair about Trump, but what did he tell his viewers? Court filings were made late on Tuesday by Dominion, of course, suing Fox for defamation, $1.6 billion. What else do we have? Thanks to today's filings, Dominion has been caught red-handed using more distortions and misinformation in their PR campaign to smear Fox News and trample the free speech and freedom of the press, Fox said in a statement. We already know they will say and do anything to try to win this case, but to twist and even misattribute quotes to the highest levels of our company is truly beyond the pale. So, Joe.
So, I don't think Fox is getting, like, I don't think they're learning the lesson, right? It's like, there's an old saying, and I'm using all these old canards today. I love it.
You're an old soul, Joe.
Yeah, it's like, nothing was ever learned from the second kick from a mule. Well, the mule is kicking Fox every single day right now. And they're clearly still not learning the lesson.
Joe, from a macro perspective, if we look at things going on here in the state of Wisconsin and, of course, nationally, in regards to the false elector scheme, the Stop the Steal, the Foxy News, it seems to me, Donald Trump still hasn't been held accountable. He's running for president again. We have, local politicians and local. We got the guy still in the Wisconsin, Spindell, still in the Wisconsin's election commission.
Gableman hasn't faced any accountability. There's ethics charges.
But yeah. Gableman hasn't faced any accountability whatsoever. Hell, state of Wisconsin is, what, $2.5 million into this joke of an investigation. What else we got? Appointed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court Judicial Ethics Committee. It was the very attorney who...
Jim Troupas,
who argued these BS cases in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, of course. That got thrown out, thankfully, but only by one vote, and that was Hagedorn. But Hagedorn now turned around and what? Voted for Troupas to be on this. So, again, seemingly a reward.
Yeah.
A reward for this kind of behavior. Dan Kelly, running for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the payroll of the Wisconsin GOP and the Republican National Committee. What about specifically this false elector scheme, according to Daniel Bice at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel? And he was still getting paid when he announced his run. So it doesn't seem – and then now we see Fox News. What are they doing? They're doubling down. They're doubling down. We have the release of these edited, you know, the very easy, nice, happy parts of January 6th before all hell broke loose.
Are you suggesting this is all connected, Domino?
I'm just wondering, is this the death knell? Is this the shaking before the death of this – behavior of this,
the death rattle,
or are they doubling down? Or are they getting stronger? You know what I'm saying? I don't know which one it is. It's got to be one of them, Joe. And I'm a little concerned that if we don't see some indictments start dropping, they're getting stronger.
That was a lot. Take a deep sip. Take a breath.
All right, I'm good.
It's gonna be okay.
Now you go.
In the long sweep and arc of history, and from a macro perspective, the forces of good are prevailing over the forces of evil. That does not mean that we're going to wake up tomorrow and it's all going to be over and justice will be done and accountability will prevail throughout the land, and those who have wronged America and Americans will suddenly realize the error of their way and exile themselves, never to be heard from again. That's not how this is going to work, right?
Sure.
It's never how it has worked. So we just have to remain vigilant. We have to use, you know, moments like this to sort of think about going forward, what our values are, what we're going to fight for, and make sure that we don't become, you know, that which we are opposing. I don't know if you watched Andor. I don't know if you're a Star Wars guy.
I thought Andor was a great
like
spinoff.
The greatest thing Star Wars has ever done.
Well, other than the original Rogue One.
Rogue One was very good. Yeah. Honestly, I think Andor was better. And there's a great scene in Andor where this rebel leader is asked what he has sacrificed, right? And he talks about he's damned for what he does. He has become, you know, cursed to become the thing that he fights against. We can't let that happen. And if we don't let that happen and we stay on the march for good, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
The march for good. It's so subjective, Joe.
How like life? What is there a simple, cut-and-dried answer to? We're not going to wake up tomorrow and Fox News isn't going to exist.
Is the sky up or down? It's a very basic thing. All right, we can agree on that, right? Credibility matters.
But the world is round. So the sky is also down there.
Not our sky.
It's still sky. It's somebody's sky.
So interpretation.
Got you with those alternative facts, but I owe you a credibility drink.
Yes. Credibility matters. 844-967-2789. Joe, I want to be good. I want to be good. But they won't let me. They won't let me. I know it's the right thing to say.
So you're going to continue the beatings until morale improves?
Exactly. If we hear Republicans say, "Oh, we got to do what the Democrats do. We got to do ballot harvesting. We need to engage in the same behavior." These are the kinds of things. Okay, so it's hard for me not to go down that road, at least a little bit in my mind, because if there's no consequence to it. Well, absolutely.
That's why
you
got to walk the path of a righteous man.
And what is that path? I mean, Socrates, man, it didn't work out too well for him.
The day's going to come for all of us. We never know. We never know when our time's up.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
As long as you can look yourself in the mirror every day and say, "I did it the right way. I tried to be a good person." You're doing better than most. That's all I tell myself.
You give me way too much credit, man. Way too much credit. 844-967-2789. Let's talk about the timing here. Of course, state of Wisconsin. Oh, man, Milwaukee, my beautiful, beautiful adopted town of Milwaukee by the lake in the summertime, Joe. There is
a great city on a great lake.
There is nothing sweeter. And the Republicans are going to darken our doorstep with the RNC. And before that even happens, next year, this August, there's going to be a Republican debate. I'm down with the debate. I don't think
we've done a live show prior to a Republican presidential debate.
Yes, sure. Yes. Well, that was before. Those were the before times.
It was 2016.
You know, the sweet, cute little times when you used to care and sign Grover Norquist's tax pledge.
It was when Ron Johnson was a Wall Street Journal conservative and not a National Enquirer conservative.
Right. So times change and quickly, right? So things continue to change. But if there is not some sort of legal action, to my opinion, on all these multiple fronts with a guy like Donald Trump, well, what happens? I mean, how does this play out? He's going to be on stage. He's going to get the nomination because he's got the hardcore
30%. He's getting 55% of the vote in New Hampshire right now.
So what happens then? What if he gets elected?
We kick his backside again.
Yeah?
He's not going to get elected.
No, but here's the thing. He was already elected. He won last time.
He won in 2016. Not last time.
Tell him that. Tell the mega that. This is what I'm telling you, man. It's going to happen again. It doesn't matter. There's no consequence. Yeah, we got 1,000 foot soldiers and idiots that got caught up in it. Maybe they did a little planning. And yes, some of the higher ups, we got some seditious conspiracy on those that actually, you know, made an effort to do this versus just your random, you know, congressional candidates.
I think the bit is getting tired. I really do.
Doesn't take a lot of people to march down the street and cause a lot of havoc, dude.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's the thing. So the gang's still together. The band is still on tour. And they're bringing it to Milwaukee,
and they're
man.
Further marginalized than they were. And they do not have access to the same levers of power that they had. Right? Like, as bad as it was, and it was very bad, it could have been a lot worse. So you can look at it and say, this is terrifying and scary, and oh my God, what are we going to do? Or you can look at it and say, the guardrails held. We need to firm them up, right? We need to reinforce them a little bit, but they held. And they did, because Joe Biden was sworn in on January 20th. So again, I would just, you know, ask folks to like understand it's going to be okay. This is like, it's scary, it's frightening, but it doesn't have to be terrifying and paralyzing.
Do you think at the RNC here next year that we're going to see the white nationalists and the 3%ers and the Proud Boys and all those folks marching in the streets?
Probably.
And you don't think that's going to be problematic?
It is problematic. It is problematic that there are people in this world who share those views.
And that there could be confrontations.
And I'm not going to do them the service of giving a rip what they say, because they are the last remnants of, you know, ashes on the dustbin of history. They're fighting a rear guard action against the march of progress in this country and in the world. Okay. Their time's up. They just haven't figured it out yet.
The march of progress, man. They overturned Roe v. Wade, man.
Yeah.
That's not progress, right?
Correct.
That's going backwards.
The moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Asterisk. Most of the time. Except for when a 6-3 stolen Supreme Court majority with 3 picks from Donald Trump monkeys around with women's freedoms.
But even so, these things still happen.
And it's not going to take 50 years to get that freedom back, right? There are setbacks in every fight, in every campaign, in every war. The fight never ends, right?
Well, I guess that's the point. I mean, self-governance never ends.
Right.
And hopefully the fights, we don't have to fight. That's why we elect representatives to go, you know, hash it out politically.
In order to form a more perfect union, we have to fight like cats and dogs 99.9 days out of 100, obviously. Oh, was that not in the founding documents?
I don't remember. Was Antifa? So the white
nationalists. Next time you meet a member, some wackadoodle who's like, I hate anti. Ask people who their favorite fascist is. Like, are they more of a Mussolini guy, or like was, you know, like who like what style of fascism is?
Did you mean
best?
Pol Pot? I mean, yeah, Stalin. Like, there's so many to choose from.
The trading cards and just engage them in the conversation and watch their argument fall apart right in front of you. Like, well, no. It's like, oh, so you are against them? So you're anti them? Oh, so really you're anti-fascist?
Yes.
And then explain to them what Antifa stands for and watch their brains explode. If you have the patience, that's
the thing too. How much time do we give our fellow citizens and effort versus just ignoring? You know, because I'm down. I like to have the conversation. You know, but you're never going to convince. The Hertz driver that Enterprise, rep the Enterprise is the way to go. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen.
My thing is, the most powerful thing in the universe is the human mind. It can convince itself of anything, right? Like, we are able to justify dang near anything.
Well, and convincing myself that everything is going to be okay without specific action to get to that point. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to say, hey, you know, we're the underwear gnomes on South Park. Number one. Step one is to steal underwear. Step three is profit. But nobody knows what step two is, man. Step two, we need to engage in the self-governance. We need to push down, push back on these Fox things. These white nationalist bastards are not allowed and not welcome in the city, man. I want to see, come on, man, we're driving down here today, Joe, in Waukesha. We saw the stars and bars on the
Confederate flag.
And come and take my gun flag, you know, kind of faded and nasty on a cluttered porch, flying out there, man. That's what's happening right now, right a mile away from here.
But how many houses did we pass? And there was only one flag.
Only one flag. Well, I didn't see any Biden signs on the line either, man.
This is Waukesha. We're turning it blue, baby.
If nothing else, what this has shown, what Donald Trump has done, if there's a benefit to his presidency, is laid bare the Republican Party, really what they are. And they're not. There's not a Republican Party. These aren't the old days of Abraham Lincoln. This is the mega party. This is a white Christian nationalist party.
And this is a blue Wisconsin right there on my hat.
Yeah.
There have been 16 statewide elections in Wisconsin since Donald Trump won here in 2016. Progressives, liberals, Democrats have won 13 of them. That's the march of history. That's progress.
And the Devil's Advocates have been there for every single one. Right, You're welcome, folks. Joe Zepecki, my pal, one more segment. Your calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. Evan will get to you. My co-devil for the day, the friend of the devil, Joe Zepecki from Zepecki Communications. Joe, last segment, man. Anything else you want to throw out there before we get to the calls?
Yeah, if callers or texters should be naming who they want to recognize on International Women's Day.
Nice.
How did we almost let this pass us
by? Man, we never let it pass. It's here right now.
My international woman I want to shout out today, Nancy Pelosi. No longer speaker, no longer in leadership, remaining in Congress. Reports recently, how is she like spending her time? Because she's not on committees, mentoring freshman Democrats in Congress. Good for her. We are so fortunate to have had her for speaker. She's accomplished so much for this country, including things like the Inflation Reduction Act and the Affordable Care Act that we talked about earlier in today's show. So thanks.
It's amazing.
Speaker Pelosi.
You don't know what you got till it's gone, man. And she really has left a legacy and great, good on her. We need good mentors in this world. And there's some people I think kind of hang on to that power a little too long. But any effort we can do to bring others up is a great idea. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You know, what women in this country and what this world have gone through and the strength that they have shown. I text some of the women in my life today. Hey, thanks. I wouldn't be here without you.
That's right. Right.
I mean, literally.
Yep.
And you know, philosophically, my mother-in-law, Ellen, is a wonderful woman. And when we first met, my wife, you know, years and years ago, she was the head of a teachers union, you know, and I was more my libertarian leanings. Mm-hmm. And she was so patient and nice with me. I mean, it was, I've learned so much. And so if you get a chance, always be grateful and thankful for the women in your life. And especially today, happy International Women's Day to all of you. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
I just want to call and say I really appreciate your guest messaging and his delivery. It's great. It's calm, collected. The flag thing was a perfect example of, you know, yeah, you saw one. It's infuriating. It probably made your blood pressure go up. But how many other houses did you see? You know, I really like the way he delivers his messaging. It's just nice, calm. Everything's going to be okay. You know, we just keep working towards a goal, and everything's going to be okay.
Well, I've always said anyone named Joe is okay in my book. And Joe from Madison, the check's in the mail. Thanks for the endorsement, buddy.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. And he's right. I mean, for real, man. We've known each other a long time. I mean, You know how I get.
Yeah, listen.
And it's in me. It's just how it comes out sometimes. And I'm actually more reserved on the radio because of FCC. But, you know, we've been in the bar talking, man. And you are. I mean, this is your demeanor. It's not an act. It's how you are. It's how you've all you're very calming, knowledgeable, and I appreciate your perspectives, man. It's been a lot of fun knowing you, dude. And thanks for coming and hanging out, dude.
Anytime, man. That's what I'm here for. Who else we got?
Matt from Madison. You will be next at 844-967-2789. Welcome, Matt. What do you got?
Yeah, hi. Just a couple of comments. I guess I'm an independent left-leaner. My dad is a lock, stock, and barrel Reagan Republican going back to those days. I'm about 50, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pot smoker. My kids smoke weed. My dad this year voted pro wheat, you know, on the referendums and stuff.
Wow, yeah.
It's because his grandkids are doing it. He doesn't want them to get arrested. Common ground. Okay, I'm just using that as a sort of an opener here. But,
sure.
I'll never convince him based on this latest story I'll never convince him to stop watching Fox News. It's kind of a non-starter. Where he and I find things is common ground. And so I like this story. I'm you guys are preaching in the choir with me, but I don't think it's gonna matter. I really don't. It's, you know, these are the same folks that voted for the grabber, you know. So it's I don't think it's gonna matter. But I'm my main message I wanna encourage everybody to rally around is we all have way more common ground than uncommon ground.
Yeah.
And if it takes the grandkids to prove that on pot, there's other ways to find common ground to other issues without slamming the respective networks or pundits or even candidates. That's all I have to say.
Matt, does your dad watch Fox exclusively, or does he get his news from a variety of sources?
Well, Fox is probably the most left-leaning source.
There you go.
I would think that his other source would be his buddies and emails and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, hey, so here's what I'd say. Move the goalpost, man. You don't need to get him to stop watching Fox. Get him to watch some CNN once in a while. Just mix it up like a half hour a week. It'd be good for him.
You know, if I asked him to watch CNN, he might try it. Where I find he and I can get on well is when we have sort of philosophical discussions about things and give each other some deference on our political leans or our political inputs, so to speak, and try to do it as, you know, like the old school philosopher ways, like, you know, we don't have to prove we're right about what we think we know. Let's discover something new, maybe.
Great point, Matt. And I think, you know, one of the things, Crudy, and I always like to do when you do the devil's advocates was to give space to have those discussions and those arguments. But I would say to the old man, here's a point of commonality, Matt, to the old man. Do you like being BS'd to your face? I don't either. That's why I don't watch them. David from Atlanta, you're up. Welcome, David. What do you got for us?
Hey, I just have a nominee for International Women's Day.
Yes. Who do you got,
Fawnie Willis.
Yeah.
I'm reading her bio. You know, she's obviously the DA of Fulton County, Georgia. But she's the first woman to hold the office of DA in Fulton County, and she went to Howard University and Emory right here in Atlanta University. Top notch. And, you know, now that they're, you know, with pushing this legislation to cut her off at the knees.
She must be doing something right.
Yes, great point, David. Thank you for that. I'll squeeze one more in here. Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio here on Civic Media. Hey, Robert, what do you got for us? 1 minute.
Doing good. You guys are rocking it. Hey, I just want to say, Peeny Geeky, thank God for the Gen Zers. They're going to save us. So great job, you guys. And thanks for warming up my crowd before I come on. Ho, wah.
Right on, Robert. Appreciate you and yours as well. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Thank you to Joe Zepecki from Zepecki Communications. He's a Dem strategist. He's a coach. And best of all, he's friends of the Devil's Advocates show. Thanks for coming in and partying with me today, man.
Loved it. I'll come back anytime, man.
All right, folks. We'll be back tomorrow. My friend of the devil tomorrow will be James Santel. I see him now. He'll be here tomorrow as well. Make sure you tune in. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.